Hey guys, welcome to Tangent Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. In today's episode, we're going to look back on some things that have happened in 2023 when it comes to video games. Every year, it has been absolutely interesting because we have game releases, we have new hardware, we have previews of upcoming games. So with this episode, I want to take a look and give my thoughts and opinions some of the things that have happened in the last 12 months. First up, Sony gave us a few things that really attacked the news over the last, let's say, quarter of the year. They gave us the PlayStation Portal, and they gave us PlayStation 5 Slim. And I already did a show when it comes to PlayStation Portal. It was nothing more than Nintendo Wii U. If you ever seen the episode of South Park where they had an idea, and they're like, Simpsons did it. Well, what about this idea? Simpsons did it. Well, what about this idea? Simpsons did it. This is exactly that episode. This Nintendo did it. Just plain and simple, Nintendo did it. Don't get me wrong, if you have PlayStation 5, this is probably a must-have when it comes to, you know, giving the kid the PlayStation Portable and they go into the room and they just play. Like, that I understand if you, especially if you want to watch TV. However, anyways, let's not get into this. I already did an episode on it. If you want, just go back. You can check it out. It's on the RSS feed. The one part I really don't understand, it wasn't that long ago that PlayStation 5 was released, and they already have the Slim model. The one part I really don't understand is why is Sony so fascinated with Slim models? That's the one of the biggest questions personally that I have. Because with the PlayStation 1, they have the original, which kicks ass, and it's the market icon of the PlayStation. Like, hit the button, lid pops up, the sound, everything. But then they made the smaller version. PlayStation 2, you had the fatty, you have the slim. PlayStation 3, you have like three different versions. Why? The only thing that Xbox did with the 360 was just change the shape, made it run better, made it cool easier so you wouldn't have it crash. But every single freaking system that PlayStation has, there's the original, which is the big one, then you have the Slim, which is released a little bit later. Doesn't. Hey, freaking sense, Sony. Oh! This year, the voice of Mario retires and gets a new one. But in the movies, you have Chris Pratt as Mario, where, you know, it's okay voice wise, but when it comes down to that movie, that was actually a pretty damn good movie. Bright colors, they stuck with the plot really well. The only thing that I hated about that was when Bowser was singing the Peaches song. That was freaking annoying as hell. Peaches, 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 peaches. No. The only Peach song that should be played is Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. Like, so. Well, if you haven't seen the Super Mario Brothers movie, the new one, I recommend going, watching it. It's well worth it. It is actually a really fun movie. The Grand Theft Auto trailer has been released, and oh my god, I already did an episode on this. can head back, you can go check it out. Basically, listen to what I think. The longer this trailer has been out, there has been people picking at it. They'll go frame by frame and looking at everything about this movie. Like, it's actually quite hilarious. Even worse is the one criminal that was in the movie, or like in the trailer. He's trying to get $2 million out of Rockstar because he felt that Rockstar used his likeness to be in the video, or like to be in the trailer. Dude, there's sometimes where people are gonna use their likeness. It changes. For example, when it comes to South Park, they have perfected, down to the T, copyright laws. I guess if you can change the character by at least 80%, you can use that solid character. If you look at Spaceballs, that is a very perfect movie example. You have Jabba the Hutt. You have Pizza the Hutt. Darth Vader. Okay. I did not realize it was Darth Vader. Am I the only one who didn't realize that? I always thought it was Darth Vader, not Darth Vader. Anyway, so you have Darth Vader in Star Wars, then you have its other guy in Spaceballs. Darth is tall, this guy's short. You have everything fit. Darth, everything's oversized on the other guy. Like, that's what it is. So, South Park, they can change it, but you still know exactly who they're talking about. So this criminal is trying to get the $2 million for the likeness. And so I don't think it's going to stand it up in court personally. But yeah, people are pinpointing everything about this trailer, trying to crack it, see what's in the actual game itself. It's funny. I'm not going to lie, it is actually funny watching these people will spend like 20, 30 minutes in a freaking YouTube video trying to be the first. I guess people, when it comes to games like this, you got it, especially when you have Rockstar not releasing a brand new Grand Theft Auto, and it's been, what, like over 10 years? And people are still playing it on PS3, 4, and even 5, and they're still making money. I am really shocked that people have been putting this much money into the game, even though it's a 10-year-old game. Now, can you imagine when Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out, how many people are going to buy it, how many people are going to stay playing these video games? One of the biggest news articles when it comes to this year is Xbox completes is... it's Activision Blizzard buyout. I should really do an episode on this one, because this is going to be interesting, because Activision Blizzard is an absolute huge ass company in Xbox bottom out. I still have a conspiracy theory when it comes to the PlayStation and Xbox rivalry. And with this latest generation of consoles, to me, something feels fishy. Maybe I'm overlooking it, but I'm pretty sure that some of you could agree with me when I will be bringing up some of these examples on screenshot. Yes. The Fallout. What? Thing that really was kind of like a huge news flutter for this year as well, besides Grand Theft Auto, was Cyberpunk and how badly it bought. I'm not really big into Cyberpunk, nor was Cyberpunk even on my radar. But just watching Cyberpunk being released, then within a matter of how many weeks, they're basically saying, if you do not want this game, you can bring it in for a full refund. Now, there has been an update, and they said that it more or less finished its patch to patch up all the things that have been screwing around and fixing what was wrong. But yeah, it's just the idea and concept of Cyberpunk was a great idea, but I think the execution of it was probably not so great. And Grand Theft Auto has that style game that has been, that game's perfection. All right, you guys, that is it for today. I will be talking to you next time. If you have any questions or comments, tangentsgaming189@gmail.com. tangentsgaming189 across social media platforms. And if you want to voice your opinion, questions, if you have a game that you want me to try, anything like that, if you head over to bio.link, tangentsgaming, there is an option to leave a voicemail or even a text message, which I will answer and even play it on one of the future episodes of Tangents Gaming Podcast. But in the meantime, you guys, I will catch you probably next year with a brand new episode. All right. Well, until then, I will talk to you later and have yourself a happy new year. Peace.